I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up today, Sudan's endless fighting creates a regional crisis. Then later, hope takes shape in Guatemala through child sponsorship. We'll unpack the details for you in just a few moments. First, thousands of people are on the move in Sudan as the war between military factions enters a third week. Arnie, with Unfolding Word, says,
"We are on the cusp of a humanitarian crisis. This continues, you know, everyone's opinion is it could be a disaster."
Residents in Khartoum, Sudan's capital, struggle to find food, water, fuel, and other critical supplies. Impoverished people are stuck in conflict zones because they can't afford a car ride out of the city.
Most of the people in Sudan are on subsistence living. They live very close to the edge. If the daily flow gets interrupted, they're very quickly in desperate need.
People are flooding across the borders of neighboring countries too quickly to count. Agencies say at least 20,000 Sudanese refugees went to Chad, 10,000 to South Sudan, and 30,000 to Egypt. But there's at least one silver lining to mass displacement.
It creates opportunities to reach these refugees, many of whom are Muslim and are experiencing the oppression of fellow Muslims. In the context of helping meet someone's physical needs for food and safety and shelter, there's an opportunity to present the gospel as well.
Pray for wisdom as believers in the region prepare to help refugees in physical and spiritual ways.
It's a combined kind of outreach. You're involved with meeting physical needs for people. Oftentimes there's trauma healing involved and then also spiritual healing. So it's all wound together.
Meanwhile, Sudanese expatriates are watching the fighting in their home country with growing dread. We spoke with Eli Haddad, president of Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Lebanon, and he says they're supporting many Sudanese seminary students and graduates right now.
We in Lebanon have a lot of experience with crises and wars and stuff like that, so it takes a while for things to stabilize and new realities to set in to understand how they're going to adjust to that. Now they're entering into what may end up as maybe long-term civil war. That's the fear. So it's about safety and making sure that people's families are safe, that people's church members are safe.
These young Sudanese Christians at ABTS are learning how to advance the gospel and grow the Sudanese church. A big part of their program also includes peacemaking initiatives. Could this be the generation God has called for such a time as this in Sudan? Haddad says,
"We support our Sudanese students in equipping them and then building a relationship with the churches and coming alongside some of the projects. So we have very close connection with them. The church in Sudan is very dear to our heart."
Many Sudanese students at ABTS need financial support. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in Guatemala, 5-year-old Elmer spends most of his days confined to a chair instead of running and playing with other kids. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
"He suffers from a condition called osteogenesis imperfecta, what they refer to there as crystal bones disease. His legs were twisted and his bones very weak. And his mother explained that any sudden movements can cause serious injury."
Dennett recently traveled to Guatemala with his family to visit one of AMG's newer school projects. Dennett's daughter, Abby Paul, also sponsors Elmer through AMG's child sponsorship program. The highlight of the trip? Elmer and Abby actually got to meet along with their families.
"We were able to love on them and provide some needs for their family and some gifts. And we're hoping to be able to provide some equipment to make his life more comfortable as quickly as we can."
AMG provides sponsored kids with schooling, aid, and hope in Christ. You can sponsor a kid like Elmer with AMG for just $36 a month. And right now, a matching donor is doubling every new sponsorship. So that means that $36 a month will sponsor 2 kids. The details at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.